You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
So, things were supposed to have worked out differently. These were the thoughts of Cleopas and Jesus' other disciple as they were walking the road to Emmaus. Their conversation echoes down through the millennia to today. I ask you, how did Holy Week and Easter Sunday 2020 play out for you? Well, things were supposed to have worked out differently. Bottom line, Holy Week and Easter were the first of what will likely be a string of events that were supposed to have worked out differently for all of us in 2020. A disappointing Easter was probably the prelude to no prom season, graduations, Mother's Day brunch, anniversary celebrations, and even today was affected, which used to be tax day. We want to be able to see, to touch, to hug, to kiss loved ones, and look together at a promising future. It wasn't supposed to work out that way. Cleopas and the other disciple told this stranger walking with them. After they vented their frustration and perhaps shared their disillusion and depression, the stranger walked with them and went on to explain all in the scriptures that referred to Jesus, beginning with Moses and including all the prophets, all the scriptures. It must have been a long walk, taken at a very slow speed, for them to have covered it all. And in that conversation, Jesus most certainly spoke to them of the great prophet Elijah. Now, imagine yourself as Jesus' other disciple walking along with Cleopas and this stranger. And the stranger says to you, "You seem saddened by all that has just happened in Jerusalem. You look lonely, down in the dumps." Then after an awkward silence, the stranger walking with you begins to talk about the prophet Elijah. He says, "There was a time when the prophet Elijah felt just like you do. Like you, he had good reason to be out of sorts, as the queen Jezebel had it in for him, and he ran for his life. He isolated himself, distanced himself from everyone so that no one else would get hurt. Then Elijah fell asleep under a tree and hoped that he would never wake up." Your friend Cleopas then interjects and says, "Yes, but an angel came along and woke him up, twice even, giving him something to drink and bread, kind of like Uber Eats food delivery from the future." And the stranger smiled, agreed, and then added that Elijah, after being strengthened by the food, was then told by the angel to get up and go meet the living God on the mountain. Just as this story was wrapping up, you all arrive at the roadside bed and breakfast, and you insist that the stranger stay with you and Cleopas so as to continue talking, and he agrees. And after you all check in at the desk and freshen up a bit, you all meet again at the small B&B's back patio with a magnificent view of a sunset just beyond a grove of weeping willow trees. And the stranger picks up the story where you had left off as you walked on the road. And he says, "Remember how Elijah was strengthened by the food and drink and redirected by the angel to encounter the living God?" You and Cleopas nod your heads in unison. Then, remembering your depression, your expectations, all dashed and unfulfilled, for Easter Sunday mass and dinner weren't even close to what we had hoped they would be, and prom season and graduation, Mother's Day anniversaries, and even tax day are sidelined. Seeing your sadness, he takes the bread and breaks it And then you see him sitting there before you, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Your heart skips a beat. You smile, and in an instant, he disappears. My sisters and brothers, we are on the road to Emmaus, for this is a road of sadness, where we get caught up in our hopes and expectations that have been or might have been taken away, leaving us frustrated and depressed. But then we encounter Jesus, who meets us like the angel met Elijah under that weeping willow tree. And Jesus opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. He nourishes us in mind and in body, and then redirects us back to where it is we need to go, to tell others that he, the Lord, is in control and that he is risen. This is the heart of spiritual communion received by all of you watching this Mass, being separated from us friars here at the shrine, watching from your home under your own metaphorical weeping willow tree. Know that you are visited by angels who bring you spiritual communion, strength from God, and to also remind you that we are called not only to receive Eucharist, but to become Eucharist, to live Eucharist. Angels are trying to move us to go in peace and to encounter the living God and to help others to do the same. So let us pray together. Lord Jesus, you open the scriptures and break the bread for us today. Strengthen us and redirect us to share the good news that you are risen, that you are in our lives and alive. May we share the story of today's scriptures with others who are on their own roads to Emmaus, those who are isolated, frustrated, depressed, and/or sad. May we be angels to them as we journey with them and talk with them, feeding them faith and hope, and striving to bring joy and trust into the world today. Amen.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.